Hello, it's the Friday Show. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. I'm joined by Jake Nolan, by Mo Stewart and Chris Barber to talk about a disjointed Premier League programme. There was three games off, but seven on, and we'll focus on that. And we will start with the Friday night and Aston Villa versus Southampton. And let's come to you first, Chris. It's an interesting one for Villa at the moment. They got a decent draw, a battling draw against City last time out. And I guess it's a case of whether that's sort of a springboard of things to come, or whether sometimes you can get a result in a certain type of performance against a bigger team that doesn't necessarily sort of translate, you know, when you're playing someone a little bit more your standard.
Yeah, you just nailed it there of like, are they going to be that team that's, to sound like a bit of a wanker, that's really good when the camera's there? Because... They do kind of kind of shit the bed quite a lot, and sort of don't really necessarily, you're not aware of them. You don't keep track of Villa's scores. They don't do much of note, and then you'll go, oh, they've lost four.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for them to happen. You're waiting for them to come good. And there's the obvious, like, there was a point when it was Gerrard and Lampard, you know, one stays, one goes sort of thing. But I think at the moment, the stuff with Tyrone Mings was quite interesting, because I thought, you get that. He's sort of, that's kind of the management that maybe he's experienced of, like, you were constantly accountable, especially with the armband on him. But then none of what I think Gerrard has done has really yet kicked on for them, in a sort of sense of the big decisions, kind of the players. And I had quite high hopes. I thought he'd come down from Rangers and sort of do what he did up there, sort of like just rally them and kind of get them going and looking like they're kind of in it together a little bit. And Villa just, I don't know, I like, from being a bit harsh, but they feel a bit quite disjointed. But then that's where, like you said, it's whether that City result can sort of actually go, right, come on, we're actually, there's something here. If we actually look for it and like focus on it, we can kind of have a point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's made some interesting changes up top, Mo, last couple of games. Danny Ings has dropped to the bench. Mm-hmm. Coutinho's dropped to the bench. And I did wonder, you know, if and when that might happen. But Coutinho's been on the bench sort of last two. He stuck with Watkins, and Leon Bailey's come in the last two games, yep, and rewards him with his goal. And then it's a sort of a mixture of Buendia and I think Ramsey sort of left side. So he is showing, you know, a bit like the Mings thing, that you're not going to get on this team on reputation alone, and not just because we had a good time together in 2013.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's as important as part of being a manager as anyone else. It really feels like a meritocracy. If you put it in training, you'll get in.